Thank you for holding. Is this Luke?
Excellent.
Yeah. How are
Hey,
you
Luke.
doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing all right.
That's what I like to hear. My name's John. I'm the director. I know you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were calling you?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. She just wanted me to go over the pricing. There's a discount she requested for you, but did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
Not necessarily. I have one question though. What's the name of the company?
Mm-hmm. Local Splash.
Okay. So how do you have, control of that area on Google?
Sorry, you're cutting out.
So how do you have control of that on Google? From everybody else?
We don't have control of it. Google still has control of it. We're a premier Google partner, so they just give us access to the algorithm that dictates how you rank on the first page. So we're only able to solicit one space at a time per industry per area within our company. So we had a listing become available within your industry and area, and then that prompted them to call down the qualified candidates list for it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, it's not that we're controlling it necessarily. It's just there's a type of programming that we have to follow, and that's what leads to you being on the first page. Google's partners are the only ones that get access to the algorithm, though. So, yeah, since Google's collecting payment for it.
Right. Yeah. So
the guys that are up there aren't better than you. They're just paying to be up there. They got a call like this one day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what's the cost?
I sent you a link to the pricing page so that way you can view it. There are different packages based on your business's specific needs. If you need a .com website, and you're probably going to need a bigger package. Also, it has to do with how much ground you're trying to cover as well. The smallest service areas are about 30-mile radius. Tara put in the notes here, you're looking to cover 25. So smaller package would accommodate you for the area you're trying to cover, but to include the site, we would need something kind of like the pro at least. Our platinum packages, you know, they have the website, and they have up to a 50-mile radius for 15 keyword terms or phrases, so we can list you for 15 different services at a time. It falls within your industry and area. Facebook ads, I mean, that would probably be ideal just based on what I'm looking at, but I know if you're using HomeAdvisor too, then that's probably not going to be the most cost-efficient either. I can put you on the platinum. I could reduce the monthly cost by 50%. If you wanted to come on board with us today, it would bring it down to $299 month to month. And then I could waive all setup fees affiliated with the campaign. So it's just a flat monthly $299.
Okay. Do I get to try out a month or not? Do I have the option to opt out?
Well, yeah, it's a month-to-month service. I mean, we do recommend all our clients to try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up, because there is a little setup period that goes into getting you Google verified, your PIN verification, building your website, doing the client interview. You know, usually they don't really see much the first week or two. But it is month-to-month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. So it does state in the service agreement that you could opt out at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties of any kind. We don't even delete the listings that we create for you. You'd still be a verified business on Google with all your reviews. You would just stop showing up for the services that you provide.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, you said 50% off.
Yeah, it'd be $299, and you'd be locked in at that rate. So it would actually stay $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It wouldn't go up or change later on.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't know why we couldn't take a shot at it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I figure if you could do anything with Home Advisor, then you'll really like this. You don't have the paper lead or the saturation of the leads. People are calling you directly. I've worked with a lot of people who have used that service in the past, and they usually prefer being on Google. So I'm going to create your Google business profile, Luke. On the first page of the search results, you can only have one phone number listed for your business. Did you want to use this number that we're on now?
No, I want the number used that's on my Google listing as of now.
Okay, let me see if I can find your GBP here.
Could be Cube Moving and Storage.
717-387-7197.
Let me check for sure.
Yeah, it's under Cubes Moving and Storage rather than Cubes of Lancaster.
There?
Yeah, I'm still here. I feel like you cut out there for a second, though.
Yeah, I got shady service. So, yes, that is the number, 717-827. Whoops.
No, the one that we have here is 387-7197.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. This one has a website attached to it. Did you still want to use that website?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the address, I mean, it's not showing that you've done the full Google verification. So do you remember getting a postcard in the mail with a little 5-digit number on the back of it?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Did you send in the photos for, like, any required documents, license, insurance?
I sent in a video. That's about...
Okay, so you just did standard verification, but not the advanced verification?
Correct.
Okay, I'll send those documents to you. They'll ask you to fill it out as much as you can. If a license is not required by your state for your industry, you don't have to send it in, but you do want to fill it out as much as possible. We also want to do a name, address, and phone number audit. Anything affiliated with this name or the address that was PIN verified, we want it to match up. And you have some listings under Cubes of Lancaster, and you also have some listings under Cubes Moving and Storage. So what would you like the business name to be adjusted to?
So the Cubes Moving and Storage
mm-hmm.
Is the one. The Cubes of Lancaster is actually...
So DBA.
Maple offices.
Mm.
So, let's go with the Cubes Moving and Storage.
Okay. And then you want the hours.
How that goes.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I got you. Did you want the hours the same, 9 to 5, Monday through Sunday?
Monday to Saturday.
Okay. So you want Sunday closed?
Sunday closed and Saturday closed.
Oh, okay. So just 9 to 5 Monday through Friday?
7 to 5.
7 to 5. Okay. I'll adjust it.
All right.
Okay. And is the 56 East Farmersville Road still accurate?
Correct.
Okay. Do you want that address hidden or displayed?
Hidden.
Okay. City, state, and zip will still be present.
That's fine.
Okay. Then I'll save this phone number just in case I need to get a hold of you. It's like your personal, like, cell phone line, but I won't have it displayed anywhere.
Sure.
Okay, and then what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing?
So my email address is Luke Zimmerman.
One N or two N?
717. That's with Luke Zimmerman is 2 N.
two M's in the middle, but at the end it's just M-A-N?
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay, 717, it's at Gmail?
Yeah.
All right. And are you the sole owner of the business, or do you have a partner?
So I'm the owner of this location.
Okay.
But
it's a, yeah. It's a franchise? Multiple locations? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So if you get me good on this location, I'll have you on the other one.
Okay. Sounds good. And then you're authorized, though, by the franchise to market independently, right?
Correct.
This location? Okay.
Correct.
I've run into that hiccup before. You know Extra Space Storage?
Yeah, I know of them.
Yeah, we have like 1,500 of their locations across the United States.
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we'll take care of you.
We'll definitely
be interested in those other locations.
Yeah, do you guys build websites as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and the $299, you have the option to do what's called a My Site, which is like a custom website design. It would be a pretty significant upgrade over your site. I mean, your site's not bad. It's just a lot of white, you know, in the background. Could definitely add more content to it and give it a little boost if that's something that you're interested in. We don't charge anything extra for it. A lot of this content and like the writing and stuff that you put into it, we can basically copy and paste and then add on to it. All you'd have to do is give us access to that domain if you're comfortable with doing that, or I could just leave it.
We're going to leave that as now and give this a shot, and
okay.
We'll see how this goes, and we might consider that.
Okay, yeah. I'll definitely put some attention on it that there's other locations that tends to get them to move a little faster.
Okay.
All right, let me update. And Luke, is it short for Lucas or is it just Luke?
Sorry, what was that?
Is Luke short for Lucas or is it just Luke?
It's actually Luke Ray, but yeah, Luke is my first name. That's all.
Okay, gotcha. Let me just go ahead and update. All right, and then we're going to need to do a client interview with you just to make sure that we're listing the business properly and for the right services, the right service area. Service area is kind of self-explanatory, but you can cookie cutter it if you don't want to be displayed to like certain areas. Typically it takes about 30 to 40 minutes. We ask for an hour window. We'd have to schedule this for Monday. What's your schedule look like for Monday?
Monday should work. Yeah.
Okay. I have times available, 11 a.m. at the earliest, and then the last one's between 6 and 7 Eastern Standard.
Okay. 11.
Oh. You cut out there, Luke.
11 would work.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the 11 to 12 o'clock appointment. I'm also going to have an automated text message reminder come through in case you forget over the weekend. It'll come through about an hour prior. If anything pops up or changes in your scheduling where you're like not able to make it, just let me know when that message comes through. You can reply to it, and then I can reschedule it. But we do want to get this done as soon as possible so that way we can get it all up and running as quickly as possible.
So how do you guys want to meet? You want to, like, how do you plan to meet?
Well, it's going to be over the phone. It's a client interview over the phone. So they have set questions that help us verify the account and get it up and running. Over the weekend, all we would really need from you, if you wanted to have the full layout of everything, we would need you to sign your subscription terms, send in any photos that are required in your verification letter we're going to send over to you right now, and then just be prepared for that appointment in the morning. That's all we're going to need from you between now and then. And then,
all right. Yep.
Once we got that knocked out and then the PIN verification finalized, I don't think we'll have to re-PIN verify you. It looks like they already have this 56 East Farmersville Road.
Yes, I had put that in, so that should be good.
Yeah. If we run into any hiccups with it, we'll just phone verify you anyway. We could just call three-way call with them on the line, or we could do like a text you the five-digit number and have you just read it off to us when you receive it through a text message.
Okay.
Do it instantly.
Awesome. And you guys would right away advertise on Facebook?
Yeah. We would actually create the Facebook business profile for this location. And then we'd run ads through it. So anybody that's looked up any of your services in the past 48 hours, they get remarketed on all other platforms. So if they go on like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results, you'd come up as an option there. Those are all, you get like a 60 popular directory that we submit you to. So if they're searching on any one of those directories, or if they bounce from those directories, or search from you on Facebook in 48 hours, they will see you as a pop-up. Or if they're doing an active search on Facebook at the time for any of the services you provide, you will show up as a top recommended option, as long as they are within your service area, in your community.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Facebook's good. I'll be honest, like with my guys on a platinum package, it probably brings in like 15% of their total clients. Most of your clients are just going to come from Google. That's what everybody uses, especially if you have like turn-by-turn directions or something like that to a location where they could actually store things, and you know that's going to be your bread and butter. Yeah.
Right.
You said you didn't want the address displayed. You wanted the address hidden?
Yeah.
But you have actual storage space, right?
So, no, at this point we do moving and storage.
Okay, got it.
So,
copy that.
Our storage, like, we don't have people coming out to our location.
Understood. It's not storage wars.
Yeah. Right, it's not. So we're working on it, but no self-storage. Guys can't come out and get their stuff.
Okay. Well, let us know when you make that switch or when you're deciding to make that switch. It's a quick adjustment for us, and it'll really open the floodgates for you when it comes time.
Yeah. Right. Well, hey, we'll definitely stay in touch. And I can reach you by this number?
No, I'll send you my direct number and extension actually right now. It's the same as our customer service line. You just got to dial the extension 544 to call me directly.
Okay.
I'm going to text the team now before we secure the payment. Give me 1 second here. You got it?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And then how did you want to secure your first month's payment?
I'll take credit card.
Okay. Is it a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's a Visa.
All right. Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under my name and a business name, but a different business name.
Okay, so I'll just put it under Luke Zimmerman. I want to make sure you can write it off. And then the billing address is the same as the street address for the company?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm ready for you.
Okay, let me give me a second. I need to get it.
Okay.
All right, sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem.
Are you still? Can
yeah,
you hear
I'm
me?
Still. I'm still with you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was saying no problem. I've been through worse for sure. That was quick. Oh, okay. So I'm ready for you whenever you are.
Give me a second here. So it's 4798. 4100.
4100.
6974.
6974.
448.
I missed the last part.
7448.
7448?
Correct.
Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
0826.
08 of 26. And then there's a small three-digit code on the back.
604.
604. Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. This is an added form of protection for you that we'll send you in writing with your invoice receipt. As I'm walking you through this, if I state something that you do not agree with or if I say something that you don't understand, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any transaction with your business.
All right.
All right. Okay, Luke, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Luke. Cubes Moving and Storage.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
Luke Zerman.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Cubes Moving and Storage today?
Yeah.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yeah.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours, but try to practice immediate response time on live calls. You will have access to a tracking system that comes in the form of a downloadable app. So if you are missing calls, it will pipeline them for you so that way you can go dig them up and not miss your opportunities. And it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any additional forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yeah.
Okay. So we know what you currently have. You shouldn't need anything else after today, to be honest, with the directory submissions, Google, Bing, and Facebook that we're already providing for you. But if you are considering adding something, we just want you to double check that you're not like duplicating any of the listings. It causes a discrepancy. We also don't want you paying for something you already have. That would be kind of redundant.
Okay.
All right. And it says your payment for the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299. However, that's going to be for our platinum package. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is a true month-to-month agreement. You're not binded to any kind of contract. When the term is completed, the agreement's going to automatically renew each month at the discounted price of $299. That will not go up or change, so it'll stay that way for as long as you're with us. You can discontinue at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please contact us before your next billing is due so we can stop your billing cycle. And then it asks, do you agree to our renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So upon your initial payment confirmation, you're going to receive a welcome text message and a welcome email. Oh, your payment came back invalid account number. Okay, I think maybe we might have got a digit wrong there.
Okay.
Okay, you want to try to read it back to me?
Yeah. Number is 4798.
5100. That was probably it right there. Okay, 5100.
Yep. 6974.
6974.
7448.
7448. Okay. And then you said it was August 26th? Or 2026, I'm sorry? 0826?
0826. Yep.
Okay. And then the three-digit code on the back was 604?
Correct.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and encrypt this, actually. So if you call in, the only thing they're going to be able to see is that it's a Visa ending in 7448, since I've encrypted the number. And then there's also a security question on your profile that we missed. So the security question is, in case we want to verify identity, or vice versa, if one of my representatives contacts you and you want to verify that it's actually one of my representatives, not somebody pretending to be from our company, we would pull out the security question. You have three options for this. There's the mother's maiden name, city you were born in, and your first pet's name. Which one of those works best for you?
First pet name.
Okay. What was your first pet's name, Luke?
Arden.
Can you spell that for me?
A-R-T-E-N-T.
Oh, that's unique. Is that short for anything?
No.
I don't think I've ever heard that before, Arden. Okay. Save. Update.
A-R-D-E-N-T.
Oh, Ardent. There we go. Okay, now that makes more sense. Okay. Got it. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and process. I want you to hang on the line with me. I want to make sure you get your full service agreement in writing. You got to sign off the bottom of that, and then I'm also going to send over the Google verification form for the advanced verification over the weekend. I'll have you send in, like, license, insurance, everything they have on that document. They're going to ask you for a couple of different things on that document. There is a request for, like, photos of workplace or, like, the license plate of a work vehicle. If you don't want to, like, display the numbers on your license plate, you could cover it. They're just kind of looking for the state and year, make, and model of the vehicle. And then what was the other one? Oh, the photo of the workplace. I know you already requested we hide your address. You might not want the photo of the workplace up there, but Google won't actually display that, even if you send it in to them. They just want to verify it. They put a little badge and shield on your Google business profile that you'll actually keep, even if you leave our services later. But it just adds a lot of credibility, lets people know that you've been background checked, you're Google verified, you're good to go, you're safe. Safe to hire, I should say.
Okay.
Okay. Did you get both of those messages?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that concludes our initial sign-up process. So I want to thank you for signing up. Obviously, welcome aboard. I will be here to assist you if you have questions, comments, or concerns along the way. I'm here Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If it's before or after those hours, we do have 24/7 customer service available to you. You dial the same number, but you hit extension 1. It's going to be attached to every text message and email that you get from us moving forward. All right, Luke. Well, thank you for signing up. You have a great weekend, and then I'll circle back with you on Monday morning at 11 a.m. to go through the client interview.
It worked. Thank you.
No problem. I'll talk to you soon. Looking forward to adding those other locations. All right. Let's knock this out and get it up and running first. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sure. Thank you.